From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The opposition Syrian Democratic Forces have launched an operation to recapture areas north of Raqqa, the Syrian de facto capital of Islamic State. A senior SDF commander told VOA his forces, including Kurdish YPG armored units, are advancing from three directions. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov, during a visit to Uzbekistan, said Moscow is prepared to coordinate efforts with the Kurds and U.S.-led coalition to liberate Raqqa. But Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren rejected that idea. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner spoke of ongoing U.S. support of the SDF.
We do continue to work and support the efforts of the Syrian Democratic Forces to retake territory from Daesh and further isolate its transportation, communications, supply routes into Raqqa in order to really choke off their hold on that city.
Toner said U.S. priorities are twofold: destroy the Islamic State and end the five-year conflict by putting in place a cessation of hostilities and jump-starting a political process leading to a transition. The U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region of Africa told VOA Tuesday the first round of talks to end Burundi's political crisis was a positive step forward.
And I think a lot of credit goes to the facilitator, former President Nkapa, for being able to get the government to come to the table, some of the opposition to come to the table, and make a very public commitment to continue hearing from all of those who were not present. He's really set a tone of listening to all sides and has put the substance of the talks ahead of the pomp and circumstance of the talks.
U.S. Special Envoy to the Great Lakes region, Tom Perriello. The first round lasted 4 days in the northern Tanzanian city Arusha. The talks aimed at ending protests and violence surrounding the controversial decision a year ago by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces are said to have completely encircled the western city of Fallujah on the second day of an offensive to retake it. It is held by Islamic State militants. Some 100,000 civilians are believed to be inside the city. Residents reported sporadic shelling of the city's center. Meanwhile, the mayor of the nearby town of Garma said Iraqi forces are clearing mines and booby traps after taking the town Monday. The Afghan Taliban has reportedly chosen a successor to his leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, who was killed in a U.S. drone strike Saturday in southwest Pakistan. The reports say Haibatullah Akhundzada is the new leader of the Taliban, while Sirajuddin Haqqani and Mullah Yaqub have been designated deputy leaders. Tuesday, Pakistan's interior minister said he couldn't confirm the certainty that Mansour had been killed. Chaudhary Nisar Ali Khan said without specific scientific verification, the Pakistani government and organizations have no means to confirm the news officially. But he said such testing of the badly charred body has been completed. An announcement could be coming soon. President Obama Monday announced the vehicle destroyed by a missile contained Mansour. The U.S. Defense Department said he was plotting specific imminent threats to U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Tuesday that Ankara will scrap a landmark migrant readmission deal with the European Union unless the Europeans authorize visa-free travel for Turkish citizens. Speaking in Istanbul at the close of a UN humanitarian summit, Mr. Erdogan said talks on the issue will be pursued over the next weeks, but if agreement is not reached, it will not pass Turkey's parliament. Europeans agreed to supply nearly $7 billion in aid to Ankara to help the government process migrants forcibly returned to Turkey from Greece. Turkey linked the deal to visa-free travel, leading the UN and EU leaders to demand an array of Turkish human rights reforms. The Italian Coast Guard said some 3,000 migrants have been saved off the Libyan coast on Tuesday in nearly two dozen rescue operations. It said more than 5,600 have been rescued in the southern Mediterranean over the past 2 days. That raises the number brought to Italy this year to more than 34,000. Greek authorities removed some 2,000 people from makeshift camps at Idomeni on the Macedonian border. They're being taken to a newly built, more permanent structure further inside Greece. Police said they expect the operation to be complete within 10 days. Macedonia closed its frontier in March. The migrants stayed on in hopes that they might one day be allowed to continue their journey to Europe's interior. Nigeria's central bank Tuesday adopted a more flexible rate for the country's currency, the Naira, as a way to boost growth and stave off recession. The West African country faces a host of economic challenges, including a weakened currency, high unemployment, inflation, and negative growth. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.